saw my friend Bob today. He came up from Bowling Green. Had with him the prettiest girl that I'd ever seen. I couldn't hide my tears at all, because she looked just like you. And I'm down to seeds and stems again too.
Seeds and Stems live here on Radio Rubber Room with the Southern Bells. Fantastic, guys. Now, I understand you guys just put out an album.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
We had a big release party at the end of September at the Camel, and it was a big success. And we're still sitting on some copies. The first one we've done is called Sharp as a Knife.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you can find it available free at our website, southernbellsmusic.com, through our SoundCloud, and you can buy a hard copy for $5 at any live show or on our website.
And everyone's raving about the album too. It's gotten some great reviews and a lot of people talking about it.
By our parents.
Are your parents don't like it?
No, I'm just kidding.
So they do
Thomas
like
Mom
it.
Loves it.
They just don't like the cuss words.
Yeah, let's get your parents on the phone and find out their opinion once and for all.
What'd you say?
What's up?
Okay, why don't we get your parents on the phone right now and we'll find out their opinion.
Call Jan. Yeah. Call Jan.
Who's got the coolest mom?
Who has the coolest mom?
Definitely Tommy.
Me?
Yeah, probably Tommy.
No, my mom's really cool. I love you, Mom.
Is that the consensus?
Well played.
Yeah.
I just like older women. Where's your dad?
I would say Grishina. Definitely Rass Mom.
Yeah, she's put up with the most, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think she almost freaked out today.
And she's
she was really close.
She was pretty close. I thought she was going to hit me.
Yeah.
What'd she make? What'd she make for dinner tonight?
She didn't
do anything tonight.
She didn't make dinner.
No dinner tonight? Because she was mad? Because she was mad or something?
Well, I don't know. I guess it was too late at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she came home to
eight
grungy musicians playing in her living room.
Yeah.
Jackass Flats in there. Nice.
I like to see those guys.
Pretty laid back music.
Too. There's going to be a lot of people paying covers for that in the next couple of weeks or so.
No,
you know?
Yeah, she realizes how awesome it is. I think she likes it most times. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Every
that's
once
what
in a while,
she warmed
up
by the end of it.
She warmed up by the end.
She warmed up. She was tapping her feet.
Well, so like I said, like people loving the album. How do you guys feel about the album though? How it came out?
I'm very proud of it.
I think it's the best album I've been a part of.
I think so.
A lot of work in my life.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of production that I have not put into a lot of the other recordings that I've done over the years. Mm-hmm. So it was good to...
That said, the silent, nor not so silent, sometimes fifth member Brian Walthall helped that come together.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was great to work with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sound engineer?
Sound engineer. Yeah. He did music. And he recorded it.
You know, anything, you know, being such a jump-off point, you know, what do you guys see moving forward? I mean, obviously you're pushing the album, you're gigging a lot, you guys are playing in Richmond, Charlottesville, all over. You know, what's next?
Hopefully out west in May. We're keeping our fingers crossed. It's pretty hard to book everything.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, I think it's pretty hard. But we've got some friends out there.
You're talking about going to Colorado?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Eventually.
They know the Congress. Maybe. Congress is going to host us out there for a couple of weeks.
You got no date for that yet?
First couple of weeks of May, I think, is ballpark.
Mm-hmm. And around Colorado, not just like,
yeah, we're going to
play on the way out.
Yeah.
Play there a little while, hang out with Jonathan Meadows and the Congress guys, maybe do a couple shows, and then come back, play a couple gigs on the way back. Have to be back for River Rock.
Somebody's going like this.
I think we just
too late now, guys. Too late now. We just blew the spot.
We would just want to be there to attend it.
Yeah.
It's the only reason we're coming back.
Right.
Very good.
It's so fun.
We're not playing it.
You're not playing it. You're just going to make sure you're back in time.
We want to see the bands that are there. Should we tell you which bands are playing?
Guys, we're opening a can. It's just getting worse and worse.
I didn't say we're not playing it.
I didn't say we were.
So you guys may or may not be coming back to maybe or maybe not play River Rock.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical.
Did I hit that nail on the head?
If they do it, it's rhetorical.
If they even do it.
Right. If they even have it.
Okay.
So, how about that VCU game? Did you guys catch that the other day?
The VCU game?
I'm just trying to put that can back on that.
The genie back in the bottle?
Uh-huh.
Once the genie's out of the bottle, guys, it's out.
All right.
Can you turn your voice
Pandora's box has been opened. Pandora's box just opened.
Yesterday.
They beat the other Rams.
Yeah. From Rhode Island.
Almost lost the same way they've lost the last couple of games. We're frustrated with the Rams right now. I don't want to talk about it. We watch every game.
Let's talk about River Rock. No, let's not.
Also good alliteration.
So, what are you guys expecting what are you guys expecting for tomorrow night's show?
I don't know, a bunch of people maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. Some people come out.
Yeah. Graham Parsons set.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
Which we talk about.
Stoked about this Graham Parsons set.
Literally, I think it's going to be like 9 people on stage. Eight or nine on stage at one point, so it's gonna be very full sound. It's gonna be awesome.
We got some new monitors with Camel.
Yeah,
I came with a new board.
Big ups to Rand Burgess for just going out and supporting.
Re-up the sound system there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Love they just leveled up to level 10. There's some level noise 10. That happened. It's just like level up noise.
Yeah.
Bring it in, guys.
Are we too quiet? Can you not hear us out there?
That's much better.
We have very
sorry. So we have to get here.
Sorry, Randy. We're new.
Get up on that one. So there's two listed.
I'm all by myself over here.
One of the amazing things is
don't be afraid to touch your shoes.
Can you hear that?
Everybody can hear us now, right?
Can you hear that?
That's loud.
That is loud. You guys calm down.
We are loud now.
It's not staying.
Bring it back.
It's not staying on the thing.
It's too much.
What's going on there?
If only our listeners could see you playing with that microphone stand.
Oh, we're live right now?
Yeah. We forgot to tell you. We are live right now. And also, what I just noticed, what also the listeners missed out, is they were gathered around that one mic. They are very good cuddlers, and it was very natural. It seemed genuine, and it was very nice to see you guys.
I think it's best to be a good
band. Your mom
didn't
make dinner tonight. What'd she make last night?
I don't know.
She made that pasta. It was some awesome pasta.
And
you know, something like, oh, Raffi, I just whipped this together. But it's like some awesome...
What is it? The herring and the wine sauce? Is that the other one that she makes for us?
the Alfredo. There was chicken going on. Yeah, she's a good cook.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. I you know, it makes me jealous that I'm not. We don't have. We need a good cook, like a good mom cook, on the radio show that we go over to before the radio show every day. Can
don't
we work
at
on
me.
That?
Sean, get Sean, man.
Just
Sean, here, you're an awesome cook.
Burgers, man.
She mm-hmm. didn't cook for us because she was under the impression that we would be fed here. And as of
I'm
right
one of
now,
the best microwavers that you will ever know in your life.
You're pretty good at pressing the buttons.
I mm-hmm. believe that.
He's pretty good at making hot dogs, especially Star Wars hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Did you make Star Wars hot dogs for you?
I do make
Star
Wars
hot dogs. We were talking about that last time we were here.
I love Star Wars hot dogs.
Well, guys, it is time to take a little break, but don't worry.
Take a little break.
We are going to be back with more live tunes from the Southern Bells. But right now, this is Antero with Do Something here on Radio Rubber Room.
Begging to please you, not so great, need to feed the hungry. While you watch the stuff and die, I feel a pride for your culture.
When you're starving, you have no choice. The choice lies with the powerful. We are powerful, and they are powerless. Tell me why.
Alejandro here from Alejandro's fine world of art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me. And you will love having it inside you as well.
Greetings and or salutations. I'm Derek from Radio Rubber Room. You may not know this about me, but I cry once a day for no reason at all, just to let it out. I'm here to warn you about a danger that is growing by the minute, leaving families stricken in fear, forcing them to leave their homes, and destroying the moral fiber of society itself, leaving our communities in peril, and single-handedly shredding the Constitution of the United States of America. By now you must know what I'm talking about. The serial street flasher, or the SSFs. It is not clearly known why these poor souls feel the urge to share the full, unadulterated view of their frontal portions in public. Scientists are baffled. Politicians are scrambling. Vegans are reconsidering. But this threat is ever rising, taking a toll on the day-to-day lives of everyone. The statistics show that it is likely certain and even possible that you and everyone you cherish will bear the torment of being forced to witness the unbearable acts of these foul-minded flashers once every day. This could result in suicide rates rising to 10,000%, non-sexuality, and further unspeakable acts. So be wary of flashers in your area. Look out for older men with mustaches and or sunglasses, or a combination of the two. Probably. They will most definitely be wearing trench coats or a robe and no pants. So if you see any middle-aged men in jackets, you should avoid them altogether. Be alert. They might flash you or your baby or your mother or Gam Gam. Also be alert that your baby might be a serial flasher. We are receiving an increasing number in reports of baby flashers. The rate of baby flashers has been on the rise since the early 90s, since the release of Nirvana's Nevermind. If you have seen a flasher or think you might be one yourself, contact the authorities immediately. But also beware of police flashers. It's hard to know who's on your side sometimes. Together, we can make this a flash-free America.
From the creators of Who Would Have Ever Suspected That This Is Not a Butter-Like Substitute comes I Can't Believe This Can Gamma Radiation Isn't Cancerous. Now you can do all the things that you want to do with radiation without the fear of getting cancer. Like, power your house, drive a car, drink a beer, illuminate a city, increase the size of your whole body, increase the size of a single part of your body, see inside of your body, see through a woman's clothes, see through a man's clothes, see through a wall, decrease the size of someone else's body, glow in the dark, invent a robot, increase intelligence, grow another limb, turn your hand into a chainsaw, and shoot lasers out of your eyeballs. Get your I Can't Believe This Can Gamma Radiation Isn't Cancerous today.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue. Because constipation is no picnic.
Right.
involved.
That was the Southern Bells with Roy here on Radio Rubber Room. And for our podcast listeners listening in the future, we just realized that you won't be hearing the first couple, a little bit of the show. So just wanted to catch you up. The Southern Bells cuddle at dinner. You guys cuddle at dinner.
That was the most important point we covered, I think. Yeah.
I just wanted to say, like, that last song, like, I heard a little bit of it. It was cool, but also my mic was on and I was on the phone the whole time, so people got, like, a whole other side of that song.
This last one?
It was like a medley.
I couldn't hear it at all.
Couldn't hear it at all.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, so you weren't talking on the phone?
No.
On the radio?
Southern Bells combined with
Sean's conversation.
Other phone conversation equals pleasant to listen to, is what I'm getting
at. I'm guessing he...
Better?
Well, kids' devices today can totally make that happen.
I think he made it all up, is what happened. But, I don't know.
Yes?
I'm pretty sure he makes most things up.
Yeah.
No, I don't make them up. I presume to know them.
So I can't hear you, Sean. What are you talking about, man?
They aren't made up after I say them.
That's all I hear, Sean. That's all I hear.
It's okay.
Wah,
it's okay.
Wah, wah.
Now, Sean's used to talking to himself
me
anyway.
You about something during the break that you guys got big coming up, too, that you wanted to really talk about. You were super excited, now you already forgot.
Boom.
It happens.
What did we now talk? We talked about Colorado.
Colorado.
Hopefully be in the studio in June again.
Yeah.
Trying to make our second album. We're in the works of working with Adrian's cousin Joey from the DJ Williams Project to write some new tunes.
Yeah.
So, we'll have that ready by June to, like, get in the studio.
Oh, yeah, we were very excited to have gotten voted best.
That's what it was.
Year.
That's what it was. I knew you'd remember.
Coming back.
I knew you'd remember. Sounds of RVA.
Sounds of RVA.
Sounds of RVA. Voted you guys.
Extraordinarily generous with their words.
Best album of the year.
Yeah. Best LP of 2012.
Local.
Richmond.
Local.
Local.
RVA.
Local.
With some LP. Really awesome names.
Oh, I thought you voted you best album of the year in general.
In the world.
In
well,
the world.
That's how I took it.
Yeah.
But
it felt like that.
The parameters were actually being from Richmond.
It's pretty awesome, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Super stellar. Super stellar.
Super stellar.
Did you guys see an increase, you know, when you guys are getting the press like that, did you see an increase of downloads online or stuff like that?
It's been pretty steady.
Steady?
Since we released the album, which you can download the whole album at your own price.
At your own price?
Yeah.
Name your price.
I am going to buy it for $1,000.
You could do that. Yeah, you could do that.
In a couple years, maybe.
It goes right to my PayPal account.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in debt and sell you your
Tommy's
own.
Tommy's pretty secret.
Maybe link
how
that
much
to the band account,
really
huh, Tommy?
On that account.
Yeah,
he says we haven't sold
me like
$20.
I got like $50 in.
But yeah,
You can download that at the Bandcamp website. It's the southernbells.bandcamp.com.
Now, you can name your own price. What do you suggest people pay, though? Do you have any suggested price?
$5 would be nice.
$5 would be nice.
We charge $5 for the hard copy.
Uh-huh.
It's 8 songs, so that's less than $1 a song. $1 a song, I think, is fair price.
So maybe if you think about it that way,
if it was
really,
on
you should
iTunes,
not have to pay
$5
dollars if you're not getting the hard copy. But that's a good price.
We're so poor.
Now, why not just set the price on the downloads? Like,
well, I mean, we want to. If people don't have the money to pay for it, we still want them to be able to hear it.
Yeah. I wish people would do that with food.
Right.
If you don't have money to pay for it, we still want you to be able to survive.
Yeah. Like good food.
Yeah.
Like fine dining. Like they go in and, you know, sit down and be like,
no, I'm poor.
See, I wish I was that way with booze. You know, just
yeah, or booze.
In, like, yeah, hey, I'm sober, man.
I want you to run a very nice restaurant is what I want you to do.
You want me,
yeah,
personally?
Yeah. And I'll come in and I'll
you
be
tell
like...
Tell us a very non-conservative group.
I'd like you to pay me $30 for your dinner. And then I'll be like, Tommy, I don't have $30. And you'd be
but
like...
But you're hungry.
But you can have it.
If you're hungry.
Yeah.
For it.
Will you do that?
Yeah, I would totally. It would be like Tommy's Taco Shop.
Tommy's Taco Shop would be nice.
It'll last about a week, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it a lot. Hey, Sean.
Hey, you're talking to me and you're not hearing me, so maybe you shouldn't be trying to talk
we
to
can
me.
Hear you
I can
much.
Hear you now.
We can hear you now, Sean.
Oh. It's like Verizon.
Where are you, man?
I tuned out of the whole station. I didn't even know. I think that my microphone beams to another radio station and then is beamed back to this radio
station. Just attenuate it a little bit. Attenuate the knob. Maybe get a little gain in there.
If you want to hear me, I have to say it like
if we had those kind of
ahead.
Controls, trust me, I would have.
You don't have attenuation.
It's knobs. Just a big switch that says on.
Do you see this board?
It's
no,
a.
I can't see it.
That's because it's just this big silver box.
Oh, really? There's nothing that you can do.
I have volume knobs.
You got a cool green wind guard, though.
I do.
That's the breath saver.
I do.
It looks legit in here. If you guys didn't tell people how crappy it was, then nobody would know.
I think this is incredibly cool. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I feel like I've got big red buttons and control of Cold War technology.
Stop making fun of the station.
What's up with that, dude?
Just because our board has huge knobs on it and...
What's up with these red lights?
That's for callers. And, you know, just because the phone never works, you know, it's called... What's the word I'm thinking of? Somebody read my mind.
I mean, it's... Unique
character. It gives it character. It gives it that's not the word I was looking for. What's in that ballpark?
Flair's
an okay one.
Pizzazz.
Flair.
Pizzazz.
I'm looking for like it's homey, you know. I feel like pizzazz would be pizzazz or those would be like a really super nice setup actually.
Right.
just cuz our board was on, you know, the first rocket to go into space.
Or
that's
at least
how they communicated.
Controlled the first rocket.
It might have controlled it. There's no reason for you guys to have that attitude right now.
Which one?
I forget.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Sorry.
Me neither.
I don't remember what we're arguing about.
Silence!
I don't
fair enough. Thank you, Sean. That worked.
All right, we're going to take you to a break. Thanks for being here at Radio Rubber Room.
Best show ever. Oh, best
next
show ever.
Comes the Scuba Minute.
Now you guys are taking over First Fridays at the Camel. Every Friday going to be there. First Fridays.
Yeah. Not every Friday. Every first Friday of the month. So.
First Friday, every Friday.
12 times.
Wait, I don't understand. Not every Friday.
Every first Friday. Every first of the
is that
Friday.
What First Fridays is?
Yeah. So yeah, there'll be Fridays art and stuff going on.
Oh, I totally get it now.
Yeah.
I totally get it now.
So the first one in February is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we won't do it again for a month.
That first Friday.
Is that like
that's
Mark?
How it's gonna work.
I just understood. Did you see that
light
bulb? That
yeah.
light bulb went up
Sean,
in my head.
Sean.
Silence again?
Is that silence!
Everybody be quiet.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry, what do we do? Are we not supposed to be talking right now? Or
yeah, we're supposed to
no, we are.
Raph, can they hear you, Raph?
Of course.
I don't know. Can you guys hear me out there?
Yeah, can hear you.
Now
going?
We can hear you.
That's good.
Talking about the Camel, Pigeons playing ping pong is playing there tonight.
Who is
go
that
check him out.
Sounding gentleman?
That's Raphael.
Hey,
Sean.
What's up, Sean?
You should be on the radio.
I was on the radio for a while.
You were on the radio.
Yeah.
I
spent months working on my radio voice.
You've got a good radio voice.
You get this close to a mic, I think everybody's got a good radio voice.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
You have a nice voice. Like
that is a secret you're not supposed to tell anyone.
I feel like I'm on NPR or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Except the silly version of NPR?
The late night NPR.
Version, yeah.
We're going to talk about cardigans and different styles of argyle.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite style of argyle, if you don't mind me asking?
I think the one that you're wearing is probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
Is this argyle?
Yeah, that is a version of argyle, that.
Dude. It's the very my
sweater. I am wearing argyle. I didn't even notice that I was wearing this today.
That's hilarious.
That's what we're here for.
Thanks for pointing
that
out again.
That's what we're here for.
I learned so much that, you know, I'm wearing argyle and that First Fridays means the first Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The more you know, Derek, the more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
It's very true.
We need, like, who's the guy, David Schwimmer, to, like, you know, speak one of those, the more you knows? You guys know what I'm talking about?
And what was it about?
You guys ever see that? Those like little.
What was David Schwimmer's?
Those little PSAs on NBC where they like bullying is mean.
We do
the
that.
More you know. You know,
bullying is mean.
Bullying is mean.
You missed the PSA about street flashers.
What did was that just playing earlier?
Yeah.
No, you're gonna have to play that again, Sean.
Next year.
Okay, I can wait that long.
I mean, you can always go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
or at least most of it.
You can listen to the future. Oh,
actually, destroy it.
He did wink when he said that.
Totally destroy the podcast.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean.
Sabotage is my second greatest skill. It's right after vindication.
All right, guys. Well, it is time to take a little break, but we're going to be back with more from the Southern Bells. We're going to hear some more live tunes and some more talking to the guys. But right now, this is Silo Effect with Surfaces here on Radio Rubber Room.
Word. Radio Rubber Room live on WHAN. Good to have you guys, Southern Bells.
Good to have you, yeah.
You know?
It's good to have you in the room with the show.
I'm shocked that you are guys.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I never heard of you until this show.
Really?
Never.
Never? Before?
Mm-hmm. I don't know any of you guys.
Really? We've been around for years and years.
Richmond?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the go-to guy in Richmond. I know.
Right. We've all been here for at least 25 years, I think.
That's 25 years. We were warned about you, man.
We went
other ways.
Mm-hmm. There's the disclaimer. It's written on me. I won't tell you where. You had to find it.
Our spidey senses were tingling.
You want to come to the next band practice?
Sure. Where's that?
Ralph's mom's house.
I was just kidding. I don't want to.
Christina.
Making spaghetti.
Christina's stroganoff.
Is that really going to happen?
Yeah.
Spaghetti?
Probably. Something.
If we tell her.
Whenever I'm hanging out with the band, like, during a band practice, I have the desire to like coach them like they're a football team or something, like get right up in their face and yell at them, be like, you cannot be distracted while you're playing.
I can't imagine that would be distracting.
I was
at
thinking
all.
Just today, I mean, bands that like do this professionally, if they could listen to inspirational material while playing their instruments live, mm-hmm. and they just have guys in their ears like, you're the best, you're great, go, and they just know the tune so well that they don't even play, they're not even listening to the concert.
Yep.
If you make a mistake, just keep
like
going.
You could be like something like.
Empty your mind.
Well, I just gotta say that.
Find your inner peace.
We're gonna have another extra special guest on the show that hasn't.
Is it Papa Roach?
Sometime.
It's not. It's not Papa Roach. I could get them here though if you want. Maybe next week.
It's Simon's mom.
Oh yeah, Simon guys. Mom. Simon's mom just got here. By the way.
I sorry I'm a little late.
That's okay.
Sorry I haven't been here in a while. I've really, really missed you guys.
Where have you been?
I've been here, I've been there, I've been doing a lot of traveling.
Touring?
A lot of touring.
Good band on tour?
What was that?
Who was on tour, Kid Rock?
I've seen a lot of everything, and it's really, it's such a blur of names and, you know, things and places. And I you know, I feel like I've been gone forever.
Is that a skin tight, skin color dress you're wearing?
Yes.
It's very provocative.
Yes, it's what I've been going with. I actually haven't changed this dress in maybe 2 months.
Well, the leather of the dress really matches your skin tone.
Yeah, and it looks real weird when you're sitting down like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you boys enjoy it. I'm glad you boys enjoy it. And you know, like I said, I've been gone for quite a while, and Dan looks really different.
Mm-hmm. Dan is different. Do you want to introduce yourself, new Dan?
Well, Dan sounds different.
Well, you know, Simon's mom, it's really nice to meet you. My name's Chanel. I'm new here.
Oh, you're new here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we needed a young woman.
Okay.
They kind of brought me in to rein things in. I don't know how good a job I'm doing, but...
Are we live right now?
Uh-huh.
Fail. Epic fail. No, that's the right thing. That was your good job, then. Good job. I knew it was one or the other.
See? This
great
is
job.
Why.
And Sean, great job as well.
Thank you. For 50% noticing. Of the time, I'm right.
For noticing.
Well, I'm gonna do a couple show picks for you. You know, I've got some right in front of me, right here, that I'm going to read to you, so you know some shows that are going on this week.
One moment, please, Raph. I'm going to have to ask you not to swallow the microphone. Please, it has a warning on it. We are not liable if you do swallow the microphone.
I choke on the microphone,
and we're gonna have to get it back in 10 or 11 hours.
Trust me, you don't want to swallow the microphone from experience. Do not swallow the microphone.
Was it painful? Was it purposeful? How did this go down? I like this.
I don't want to talk about it.
Whose microphone was it?
And luckily, I barely remember.
It's a mystery. It's one of these microphones has passed through Simon's mom.
I just knew. One day, I woke up, and then... It's a long story. It's a long story. I don't want to get into it.
It's probably better that we don't.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing your show picks. You have like 6 months to build them up for this week.
Well, yeah. I've been seeing you guys. I've been doing this thing on Wednesday nights since I've been away, too. At the Republic this Wednesday, you have the Dirty Picture Show and Red Light Rodeo going to be performing.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Dirty Picture Show played a good set last time we had them.
You know, I've been away for so long, but I'm very the name in general just intrigues me. That I feel like I will be there.
I'm pretty sure that's why I went to the show the first time.
That's why I'm gonna go.
And them RLR bars know how to party.
It wasn't nearly as dirty as I expected it to be, I'm not gonna lie. But it was a good time.
I see them again on this list here. They are playing at the Camel this Saturday with this also Toxic Moxie and Splendid Sons, and that I believe is the Splendid Sons.
It's like a CD release show.
CD
right?
release yeah. party.
Heard about that.
Is anyone knowing the name of the CD? I'm just wondering if it's Splendid Sons CD.
I haven't heard yet.
I'm gonna get on that.
I'm sure we will all find out on Saturday night what it's called.
Have they played here before?
They have, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice.
We'll put them on the radio,
and this Friday, the WIRR Party for the Rest of Us with Canary O'Canary, Wolf Goat, Upper East Side Big Band, and Dead Fame. And that is a $10 donation. $10 donation. And then also this Thursday, the Slackers and Murphy's Kids will be at the Kingdom. At the Kingdom. That's the show picks.
That's the show pick.
Cool.
There's more. There's not more?
Oh, and then Tuesday night, DJ Williams at the Republic, former champions at Carey Street Cafe, and then also Machine Gun Mustache with Toxic Moxie and Glimpse Trio at the Camel at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
So you've been gone now for months and months, I feel like.
Months and months. It feels like an eternity.
Dan, I'm sure Dan is very sorry to have missed you.
I'm sure. He hasn't been texting me in a while, but I feel like that if he knows I'm back, he might start texting me again.
I mean, maybe we can rearrange some kind of reunion special.
A reunion special would be fantastic.
I'll hope that we can have that happen sometime.
Well,
just you and Dan, though. I don't want to be there for that.
I'm making a note right now.
It could
now.
Get ugly.
I would prefer you not to be there either.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Prefer you not to be there either.
I don't know what you guys do behind closed doors. And
none of the rest of us want to know Never. Either.
And no one should. And no one should.
I agree.
And, you know, I'm glad to have you back too, Simon's mom.
Oh, thanks, Derek. You know, I'm glad to be back.
You know, it's nice sitting in this room with you too. What's that smell? That smell, that fragrance.
It's this new product that I tested out. It's called Vaginé. French.
Oh, I have Phallus Day on right now.
I can smell it from here. I can smell it from here.
One of these gentlemen in the band is maybe speaking Latin. Because they are laughing at that, I don't know.
Do you want to explain the joke to the rest of us?
Well, sure, yeah, I would love to. I would love to. Phallus Day, of course, sounding very regal for men's scent. In Latin, it is meaning day, which is, of course, God. And phallus, which is phallus. It means phallus. I mean, the male Rod. Member. Pointy and long.
Staff. Yeah, I think that's enough detail.
Rod.
Okay.
So that is God's rod, if you will, that I'm wearing the
center. The rod of all rods.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very pungent.
The
divine
to rule them all.
The divining rod, if
one
you
rod
will.
Oh.
It's very amazing that between two panes of glass, it is still coursing into my nostrils.
I mean, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I prefer it to the sock smell from last week.
Yeah, I've been washing my feet way more kemptly than since then.
Can I just say I appreciate that?
What do you use, man?
For washing?
Yeah, for your feet.
Dirt.
Mm. I thought you were going to say foul.
Nature's
today.
Soap, if you will.
I rub dirt on me and it absorbs the smell and then I wash it off.
I've seen animals do that a lot.
Mm. It works.
That's where you learned it.
Like if I'm out on a walkabout in nature and I smell something good, I just like land my body into it. I plow into it. And then I like walk my feet across the ground and rub it into my body.
It's the honey badger method, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Honey badger, yeah.
And that's, you know, sometimes I get some good scents and sometimes I'm like, dang, that was what was under that pile of leaves. And that's not going to wash off anytime soon.
That was a dead deer. What was I thinking?
What's the worst thing any of you guys ever smelled?
My own feet.
Yeah, I think that's Raph's feet. Raph's that one feet. Day was pretty bad.
It was after Halloween.
Was that after Halloween?
My feet have battled my sense of smell as well, but other of my body parts have stunk worse. I will not get into it.
Please don't.
But smell this finger, dude.
Oh,
so
gross.
Is that for me? Is that for me?
Mm. Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Mm. Sorry.
No, things have come out of me that smelled like like a nursery.
Mixed with a nursing home?
Yeah, mixed with like a Doritos bag or something. And it was really bad.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, hey, guys, it is time to take another break. We're going to play a tune.
we're
just
getting going here.
We are going to be back with more of the Southern Bells. But right now, this is Cardinal Compass with Born Homesick here on Radio Rubber Room.
Bye.
I was trying to be like...
Get up and leave. I don't know where it comes from, if anything at all. Something here it says, have to get up and leave Nana. Me for get up and leave, have to get up and leave now. I think I'ma love you, but I need something more. Yeah, something here it says, have to get up and leave. Hurts to hold you too long, I don't know what to do. Something here it says, have to get up and leave. Don't know how to tell you, I was hoping you just knew, yeah, that something here it says, have to get up and leave. I was born homesick, I was born homesick.
Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Global warming is a serious problem. It can cause sweaty britches, most certainly leading to deadly crotch rot. That's why I use Cooling's Cooling Gel, the gel that generates a cooling effect that you can rub anywhere on your body. Apply Cooling Gel directly to the skin of any warm area and become immediately soothed as Cooling Gel goes to work for you, sending heat away from the body. It's so moist. Is that going to be too much? Rub it into the flesh. Cooling's Cooling Gel doesn't just cool you. Millions of tiny bubbles pop, creating a tingling sensation. That's just, great. It feels so good. You'll surely stay hydrated as Cooling Gel's patented sweat barrier formula creates a long-lasting film that protects your pores. It's in my mouth. It's starting to get really cold. No more, please. No, seriously, no more, please. It's like 100 degrees out here. I'm freezing. Does it ever stop cooling? I think I'm getting frostbite. Long frigid winters bringing you down? Try Cooling's heating cream. It burns! It burns bad! My skin is blistering! Get it off of me!
Sometimes it's hard for me to wind down after a long day of working on Radio Rubber Room.
I'm so jacked up on coffee right now, I can't sleep or eat or even get comfortable on the couch for a second.
I'm paranoid!
Are you recording this? Somebody's watching me.
Pep powder.
Do you sometimes find it hard to relax? Your mind is running and you can't chill out on the couch and just forget the day? Newly developed in lands unknown comes Relaxation Juice. We believe it comes from a lab where monk scientists, who are also ninjas, developed it in total secrecy.
It has like a slimy gelatinous texture with chunky leafiness.
Man, it tastes like the jungle just roundhouse kicked my face.
It's not bad.
Made from the most natural of ingredients in pharmaceuticals.
Man, I'm so relaxed. It's like the couch is becoming...
Whoa, Sean, where'd you come from?
I'm freaking out right now, man. How do I know if I am me? I don't know anything anymore.
Relaxation Juice is made from a highly dangerous combination of dangerous chemicals, making it illegal to create, possess, and consume this product on 6 6/7 out of 7 continents.
It's like I can't even tell that my body is a part of me. I think I'm paralyzed.
What is this?
I gotta get away from this llama.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm so relieved.
I feel like all the atoms inside me are boiling and crashing into each other. Am I even a part of the universe anymore?
Seriously, do not come in contact with relaxation juice in any way. Visions of llamas are totally common when on this juice.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Careful of Mine, live here on Radio Rubber Room. That is the Southern Bells.
What's
going on, guys?
That was Riding Through the Desert on a Horse with No Name by America. No, that's wrong. That was wrong.
That was close. Well, but not.
That was the Southern Bells. With insert song title here, please, Zach.
Careful of Mine. That is off Sharp as a Knife.
There's six of those lying around the herb. I listened to two of them. I liked one more than the other. I don't know why.
That was the good mix.
Interesting. So you guys were telling me before the song that you guys just improvised that whole song?
No.
No.
So that's one chord progression that we improvised.
Over top of?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was some improvisation going on there.
There was.
I did a whole lot of it.
Now the other people.
Are we still too quiet? Do we have to really get up on the mic and talk like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay.
You are a crooner, sir.
I know.
I feel like after that last jam that you guys might be hungry, and I have purchased a snack for you gentlemen.
Oh, man.
I don't know if any of you guys are interested, but...
Is that peanut butter? Oh, it's creamy. It's not my favorite. No. Sorry, man. No.
I go for creamy. Crunchy. That's my kind. I like creamy. Yeah.
Sorry. We like the crunchy stuff.
Do you have like a bag of peanuts we can throw in there or something?
Nope.
Just, I would have very much guessed that about you, Tommy.
Just that. And
can we hold on, Tommy. Let's get...
Take as big a bite as possible.
I want to see you go...
I want to see you squeeze one-third of that into your mouth.
One-third? No, not one-third of it.
Try to get as much of it as possible in your mouth at one time.
Well, I'm put a little bit in my
For our listeners, he is now opening a can of creamy Kroger peanut butter and being challenged to... Squeeze half of it
store brand.
His mouth.
Store brand. We can't say Kroger.
Sorry.
It's store brand.
Well, we did, so now we can send him an invoice.
He's taking a baby finger.
No,
have you seen his hands?
Just testing the waters. Just testing the waters.
Is it warm?
There's peanut butter in my mouth right there.
And he's licking his fingers.
Why don't you tell us your favorite band of all time?
Snarky Puppy.
Favorite song?
Loose Screws.
Favorite color?
Car.
A little more peanut butter.
Did you put some peanut butter in your ears, man?
Peanut butter is the best thing to eat before talking on the radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we should all eat peanut butter before a show one day.
You are.
You sound great. I'm sure.
I need some water is what I need.
I'm sorry. We don't have that. Please do not drink the water here.
Oh, that's right. I'm not allowed to drink.
No, you are stuck in a can. Just eat some more peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Wash it down with peanut butter.
That's gross.
That's yours now, to keep. Sweet. You fingered it, so there's no getting that back. There might be like a good
I'm
bit at the bottom.
That he took that challenge.
It's
and
going.
Then,
it's going. I'm sound a little better now, right?
Yeah.
He's a doer. He is a doer.
You're great.
You did seem a little off today. Mm-hmm. You didn't get your peanut butter this morning.
So how did you get voted the sacrifice to take the challenge? Is what
right
I want to know.
I think he wanted it
because nobody else would do it, and I'm the only person that would do it. So mm-hmm.
At least it was peanut butter. Last time it was butter.
That would have been better for me.
You would just take a bite out of it? Because after I've seen someone do it, I don't think that it would happen ever again.
I think Paula Deen's my aunt in some weird dimension because I can eat butter straight.
Matt Trey Montana tried the butter challenge, and it was not pretty because I fed him Twizzlers earlier.
Hey, Tommy, have you ever eaten butter whole?
Yeah.
You don't like it with cream cheese or anything?
The last time I was on the radio, that's what I ate. Mm-hmm.
Butter. I feel like you just pull packets of Country Crock right out of your shirt pocket.
Mm-hmm. Put it on my green beans or whatever.
You know, whatever you need. Yeah. Whatever you need it for.
Just green beans or whatever.
Have you ever met someone who's actually like spread butter on crackers?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Like, I used to know this girl that, would just spread Country Crock on like saltines.
I guess that's similar to, say, toast.
Yeah.
I just like to melt Country Crock down and mix it with club soda. I have like a buttery soda. Yeah. Butter soda. It's great. You don't know what you're missing out on.
Would it be soda butter or butter soda?
Butter soda.
Probably be so delicious.
It is.
Ooh! Zig.
It's my second favorite to bacon fat soda.
Sounds pretty tasty, too.
I invented that.
Weird.
Have you guys had the bacon vodka yet? Have you guys had that?
Is that a real?
That is very real.
Is it vodka made out of bacon or bacon flavored vodka or could you please not touch yourself on the radio show, sir?
Bacon flavored vodka.
Derek, you are giving me a blank stare. So here's a serious question. What is going on in Richmond here with the gender bending band names? I go see black girls and I'm seeing young white guys, and I'm going to see the Southern Bells and I'm seeing young white guys, and if I want to see a cute chick, I have to go see the Splendid Sons.
Right.
Is that just Richmond that is doing that, or?
I mean, Richmond is famous for, you know, Dirt Woman or whatever, so I mean, there's a lot of transvestite ties to the city, I guess.
Interesting.
I don't think that's the reason why we're called that.
If you guys,
but Dirt Woman is pretty awesome.
If you guys ever like get out there with the budget, will you just like wear like 1870s Victorian era Southern style women gown?
I think Adrian's got the answer for this one.
That Raph would be amazing.
Hell yes is the answer.
Hell yes. You'll have like parasols and stuff.
Some Halloween.
You'll have to ride out on a horse and carriage onto the stage.
I think we can arrange for it.
I think that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I'll do the clap.
You have all kinds of good ways to like make that happen. Dress like you're from Gangs of New York or something.
What are those rich guys or like the Jeffersonians that actually do that? They like buy a bunch of like 17th century garb and go around. I saw some of them at Maymont one time.
I love that.
It was kind of wild. It was like the week after I read about it in a magazine
like
too.
That people dress up in, like,
there's a whole bunch of different names for it.
You remember with the time we saw the Quidditch guys playing Quidditch on that field?
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, they set up the rings.
Those
are VCU. It's a VCU Quidditch team. It's apparently one of the best in the country.
They set up the rings. Like, yeah,
VCU's got a really awesome Quidditch team. If you don't know, now you know.
How are they flying?
When can you go?
They're
catch
not
them?
Flying.
Well, how do you catch the snitch? Is what I want to know.
It's all the world of imagination.
So yeah. If somebody just like, oh, I was really good and I just caught the snitch, then the game's over. They get
is it
the
flying
points.
Around like?
I actually don't know.
Are we
what's up with the snitch?
Balls at each other?
They are. Yeah, they run around on brooms and like they try and recreate it as best they can.
And they got the
without
and
the flying.
Why don't they just like make a dice game like kids in the 80s?
Because
or play with pogs.
Times have changed,
man. I still play with. Who doesn't play with pogs?
I have a whole collection.
Dude,
we can
battle, dude.
Cool.
I might
bring
some of your slammers.
I have them in my car. Yeah, I have the case. I'm gonna pull it out. Yeah.
You're gonna be losing all your slammers, dude.
No, man. I'm not gonna put any of my good.
I got
slammers
the double.
The
I got the
I'll
double
put the
hammer.
Shitty ones out.
I got
that's
the double.
Fine, dude. That's
you
cool.
Won't take those ones out.
I know I won't. But that's fine. I got a bunch of other stuff that I'll pull out.
We don't take those ones out on the radio, especially.
Yeah, like the small little slammers that I can get rid of, and I don't care about it if I lose them.
So you are just having plenty of slammers.
Mm-hmm. I got a ton of slammers.
You are listening to Pog Talk Radio.
Pog Talk Radio.
On WHAN. 100% Pogs all the time.
What's all your, Pogs what's your all day long.
Pog? Always Pogs.
Probably the Sledgehammer. It's got Peter Gabriel's face on it.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah. That is
super
cool.
Is it from
cool,
the music
dude.
Video? Like one of the shots from the video?
Oh. It was a single release version.
It's a sweet music.
Man, it's actually a quadruple slammer. It's really big.
It's probably worth like $6 on eBay.
It's got electronics in it, so every time you lay it down, it says, Sledgehammer.
And on that note.
Oh, on that note?
I think it's time to play another song.
It's time to play another song.
It's time to play.
It's like I have a voice in my head.
Another song.
Oh, hey, this is from my roommate's band.
We don't care if it's your roommate or not.
It's
time for the
this
song.
This is Zach's roommate with Eastern Pros here on Radio Rubber Room.
Who is it? Grease Trigger.
Grease Trigger.
Who's your roommate?
From the east, leave it right where it flies. They paint their love in like the city folk do. Ooh, they'll leave you blind. Maybe it's the sunlight, maybe it's the moonshine. But
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell, man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh, yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. And the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
Do you shower? Do you like to get dry afterwards? Towels suck. They suck up water. The more water they suck, the less sucking they do. Who likes to be moist for hours? An alternative method for getting dry is now available. Oh, yeah. The Dehydrated Oxygen Moisture Evaporator, or DOME. DOME by Simon's Mom is an apparatus that is designed to fit outside or in a large garage. Ooh, that's big. DOME blows you dry quicker and faster than you've ever experienced by being rubbed down by towels. You don't even have to touch yourself. DOME does all the work. Science shows that blowing is 3 times as effective as sucking when it comes to getting you dry. Oh, The longer DOME lasts, the hotter it gets. Today only, you can get DOME from Simon's Mom for free if you're one of the first 10 callers. Experience the sensation that is DOME by Simon's Mom.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Weep, bop, weep, 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 bop, beep, 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 bop, beep, booty, beep, bop, bop, booty, weep, bop, beep, 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 weep, bop, bop, weep, bop, 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 weep, bop, bop.
Radio Rubber Room.
Southern Bells featuring Sean Austin, and hopefully they're going to play us live too now.
That was incredible.
That was a little impromptu. I appreciate that, guys. That really got my juices flowing.
That was sweet.
And
that
now we're going to go to a live tune from the Southern Bells, and here it is right now. Thank you.
That was the Southern Bells with Jet Trails live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That is one of the best songs that I'm hearing in the last 3 minutes. And let me tell you, Tommy, you are one of the best pianists that I've seen today.
That's how you say it. That's how the word is said.
Yep. Exactly like that.
And next week we do have Antero on as well. Tommy, you coming back with Antero next week?
Yes, I am.
So you're going to be back. What would that make this for you next week? Let's not even count just this week. Next week, how many times we've been on the show? Is he at the record yet, Sean?
The record? No, I think the record is held by Radley Rockwell and then Brian Riley.
It's still Brian Riley?
Brian Riley with 5.
I've got 3.
Zach's got 3.
Will Warner is tied.
We're tied.
Will Warner is tied with 5 as well.
Raph's got to be up there with...
Raph's got 3.
But maybe you can get me back on for the kindling kind. Hint, hint. Mm. That'll be number 4.
Or you can shoot Tommy to the moon and we can get Cooker in here.
We don't take hints at all.
What do you think? We can get Tommy in here for 5th one?
Oh, Tommy, I think... Tommy?
Well, actually, I think we've got Cooker on right now.
Do we?
I don't know. No, I don't think we do.
No?
I think technically we do.
You're talking a bunch of malarkey back there.
I think...
We're on the bill?
This is a joint show.
I have a number... Yeah. Is it?
I think it has to be.
Good. Why is there so much commotion in here? Settle down. We're on the air.
We'd love to come back.
Zach is tearing things off the wall in here. Be careful. There's asbestos behind those.
Yeah, don't...
don't want to disturb that at all.
Please. I heard
don't
it's good for you.
Don't disturb it. You'll kill us all.
Hey, so Tommy, I was going to say, I don't know about the rest of these guys, but
yeah.
I got a side project. It's all keyboards.
Really?
It's called Octopus.
Oh, there's 8 already keyboards. A man called Octopus.
Do you have the keyboard cat? You can have the play me off keyboard cat.
We're going to be Septopus.
You can have the play me off keyboard cat.
I would play the single key keyboard.
Play me off.
Right, this is just the one.
Yes, I'm extraordinaire at that. The one.
You're having so much fun messing up my levels, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Go talking to that other mic real quick.
Really close to it.
Test out my mic.
Yeah, can I do that? Oh, yeah, get over there on that one. That's, the best mic that you can buy.
This is the best mic. Oh, it smells great.
Let's be really smooth talking into the mic. Me llamo Jose.
What does it smell like? Is it minty or?
Boiled cabbage.
Boiled cabbage. That is what I had for dinner. Good guess. You have a great nose.
It has a distinct odor of mustard gas in here.
We are
very glad I have my own.
We are all
room.
Hallucinating. I don't know. It might just be me. I drank 7/8 of a bottle of Robitussin earlier.
And so. You guys remind everybody again, First Friday is tomorrow night. What else you got coming up soon?
Well, if anybody's interested in anything the band is doing, our website is a great source.
And what is that again?
Can you be more specific?
www.thesouthernbellsmusic.com.
And then when's the next time you're at Carey Street?
Ooh.
The 20th of February.
20th of February. And then what about Rapture in Charlottesville?
Rapture are going to be 13th. There the 13th of February. So Wednesday also.
Wednesday as well.
Fat Tuesdays. We're going to be the Conk Republic down here for the pre-party of Dark Star. And then we're shooting up to D.C. to play the after party for Mumford & Sons up at Fat Tuesdays.
Fat Tuesdays.
So we're busy in February. And we're in Richmond... Twice, not counting
You guys been going up to D.C. quite a bit, too?
Starting to.
How's the response up there?
Pretty good.
Relatively
positive. My aunt and uncle love to come out and drink a bunch of scotch and listen to us play, and we have a
that's buddy. That's all that matters, you know?
Regular fan base in those areas, like D.C., Charlottesville, like you have here? Is that starting to grow
when we
now
played,
that you've done there regularly?
When we played in the Outer Banks at the Pit.
Yeah.
It was literally just Tommy's brother.
Just Tommy's brother?
Tommy's brother's wife. Booker. Yeah.
That's all it was.
It's a pretty big room. Name. It's like a room enough, big enough for like maybe 200
more
people.
Than just Tommy's brother.
Yeah. My bedroom is one of the most secret house venues in Richmond, if you guys are interested in playing.
Don't want to come to your
only I can bedroom. Be the one that watches it.
All right, guys,
but it has been great having you guys.
Thank
for you.
You,
probably. For
yeah,
thank you so much for coming, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
We have another show we have to catch.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We are out of time, guys. We've enjoyed it.
It has
thanks
been a privilege for you
out.
To meet me.
We got a gondola we gotta catch.
And I'm sure you guys will be here in some form with another band at some point. Most notably,
definitely.
Tommy next week with Antero. We will get Cooker on maybe by yourselves, but you know I don't feel like it's.
That'll be cool.
We'll figure it out.
Right, we'll talk about that later.
But right now we've got Brother Bill.
Brother Bill with Too Young here on Radio Rubber Room. Good night, everyone out there. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Tip your bartenders and your servers excessively. Good night.